This is JIS News. Coming up, Cabinet to appoint enterprise team for 381-megawatt project. Government and World Bank sign $42 million agreement and new North Coast tourist attraction to be introduced. The news in detail after this message.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Cabinet has approved the appointment of an enterprise team to oversee the implementation of the 381-megawatt power plant project. The team will be chaired by former Urban Development Corporation Chairman Dr. Vincent Lawrence. Energy Minister Philip Polwell says the construction of the power plant has been declared a large-scale project, warranting the appointment of the enterprise team.
The enterprise team will be mandated to have the project implemented by 2016. The country will receive regular report from the team. I should also note that the team will comprise six individuals, two of whom will be nominated by the private sector group.
Minister Polwell was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The enterprise team will report to the Cabinet through Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. In the meantime, Minister Polwell says he will consult with the Office of Utilities Regulation regarding the revocation of the license granted to Energy World International for the construction of the 381-megawatt power plant. The government of Jamaica and the World Bank on Tuesday signed a $42 million loan agreement for the Integrated Community Development Project. The project is expected to provide improved services, basic infrastructure, and targeted crime and violence prevention interventions in 18 vulnerable communities across the island. Over 80,000 residents are set to benefit. The Integrated Community Development Project represents a continuation of the partnership between the Government of Jamaica and the World Bank in upgrading some of the island's most vulnerable and volatile communities. The partnership started in 2006 with the launch of the World Bank-funded Inner City Basic Services for the Poor project, ICBSP. The $32.8 million project was managed by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. It came to a close in December 2013. Citizens and tourists will soon have access to a new attraction on the island's north coast. This as the New York-based Paradise Ferry Express is set to introduce a high-speed marine excursion service from Montego Bay to Ocho Rios and other destinations. Paradise Ferry Express is the largest operator of high-speed car and passenger ferries in the United States. The introduction of the ferry service is expected to create approximately 170 jobs. The ferry company signed a memorandum of understanding with the Port Authority of Jamaica on Tuesday to facilitate the introduction of the new attraction. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton has endorsed the project, noting that it will offer a new dimension to Jamaica's tourism product.
The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce welcomes this planned investment on the island's north coast that will be a super attraction and exciting excursion that will enhance our world-class tourism product.
Full rollout of the ferry services is expected by February 2015. And residents of Exchange in Ocho Rios, St. Anne are to benefit from a health center to be constructed by the Ministry of Health at a cost of $39 million. The center will serve to further boost healthcare provision across the region, where the government earmarked expenditure of over $100 million to significantly enhance medical services. This includes work being done to transform the Claremont Health Center into a center of excellence. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson recently broke ground for the construction of the Health Center in Exchange. Dr. Ferguson underscored the importance of the government's strengthening of primary health care, particularly in light of the increased incidence of non-communicable diseases, NCDs.
These diseases have created a new demand for long-term care and community support. Health centers will play a more active role in this regard.
The project, jointly funded by the National Health Fund and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund, is expected to be completed within 6 months. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.